No one knew from where the evangelical spasmodics came, and finally, in 1933, no one is sure where they went. They just arrived in late 1916 and took possession of the Pinto Basin and what was left of the mine. There they remained until 1933, and then, just as mysteriously as they had come, they vanished. They were a fundamentalist group. Colony would have been a better term. And they were dubbed the Spasmodics because of their antics during church services. They received their moniker after it was learned that their activities during worship included falling onto the ground and thrashing about, speaking in strange languages, seeing things that were not there, and the usual praying for salvation at the end of the world, which, as they believed, was just about to arrive. They did not refer to themselves as Spasmodics. The residents of Agua Minerale did. The Spasmodics referred to themselves as Servants of the Lord. The only person in town who knew any of the Spasmodics personally was High Constable Harold Gibraltar. This was for two reasons. First, he was the face of law and order. Second, the only mercantile establishment in the area was run by his wife, a good Christian woman. She was a good Christian woman, she said, because she was doing double duty for her husband. It was more likely, however, that the good in front of Christian was because it was good for business, and every good business person puts business before any other prejudice. There were a few signs that the Spasmodic were intent on coming to Agua Minerale, but they were completely missed by the locals. This is not surprising considering the influx of individuals coming to the mineral springs. Known throughout Southern California and Western Arizona for their healing qualities, the mineral springs, not the spasmodics. They, the springs, were particularly popular when the desert environment was pleasant, namely between October and April. And the waters did more than just soothe aching bodies. They were an excuse to do openly in the desert that which one could not do morally in the larger city. Bathing naked in the mineral springs was standard, and with the men and women together in some of the bathing holes, liaisons would naturally occur. Thus did Agua Minerale earn its reputation. Thus, as well, it was not surprising that the evangelical spasmodic would have chosen Agua Minerale as a final destination. The colony, as did and do all other colonies of expatriates, needed a residential locale which offered three specific attributes: cheap land, with free land being more desirable, a means of making a living of some kind in the vicinity, and isolation to practice their unique lifestyle without legal interruption. With regard to the first, if there was any one thing that existed around Agua Minerale in copious supply, it was land, and much of it was free. With regard to the second, there were more than enough travelers coming to the mineral springs for the spasmodics to make a modest living, either working at the springs as employees or selling gewgaws and other services. Catering specifically to the religious travelers, they were able to make some income by providing food and lodging for the Orthodox Christian travelers who did not wish to spend even a night in the Sodom of Agua Minerale. But what tipped the scales for Agua Minerale was the might-as-well-be-free land in the Pinto Basin. It was might-as-well-be-free land because it had previously been a mineral claim that had gone south. In this particular case, the term south was appropriate, as the company which had started the mine had left for Texas a decade earlier.